This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, buy or sell time on this 23rd day of September. Michael, buy or sell, Shedeur Sanders will start a game for the Cleveland Browns this season.
I sold that stock in the last hour.
So you're selling it completely?
I sold it.
I'm going to buy it. It's a long season. They're not going to be a playoff team, so they're going to be at the end of the season, a couple games left, where it's like, let's see what we have here, because Flacco's obviously not the long-term plan, not even maybe next year's plan. At some point, I think you got to see what you have. And Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. We'll probably see Dylan Gabriel soon. And if he tears it up, then you'll do the whole thing. Like, what took you so long? But if he doesn't, I'd still think it would make sense to give Shedeur Sanders a shot. Buy or sell, Braden Fowler-Nicolosi will start for the Colorado State Rams at least one more time this season.
I think he will start for the Rams. I'm going to buy this one more time, and then Jay Norvell Redenbacher gets fired.
So Jackson Brissot's not the ticket. It fades. He struggles. They go back to BFN. We have a clunky end of the season.
Now, I'm not saying that he's not the ticket. I'm just saying that Jay Norvell likes beefing a little bit too much.
Beefing. So wait. If Brissot comes out and is the ticket, you can't go back to beefing.
So you're saying
he would go against the grain, even though Brissot seems to be better. He's gonna fight that and go back to his guy?
I don't think there is a ticket.
I don't know that there is a ticket. I don't know.
I think the train left the station and they're like,
yeah. It just feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, after that two-loss, single-loss game.
Buy or sell, Colorado State will attract a big name as
sell.
Its next Colorado State. Colorado State will attract a big name as its next Colorado State head coach.
They don't have the money for it.
Yeah, but a guy like Mike Gundy who's like, I got $15 million, I can go over to CSU, and he's 58, you know, does he want to keep... Because that guy could probably go do the media thing. You know, does he say, hey, I want one more crack at it, and I'm going to go somewhere that maybe the pressure's different, maybe a new challenge, going into a new conference. A guy like that?
No.
Dabo Sweeney?
I think he has a $6 million a year ego, and $3 million, it's not necessarily it's about the money, it's about... the status.
Yeah, but he's done all. He's done all that. Is he beyond that now? Is that like doesn't mean anything anymore?
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope he can bring prestige to Northern Colorado, like Ed Lamb is bringing wins and prestige to the University of Northern Colorado football program. That is a prediction for this week.
What was your prediction?
UNC wins.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of a tangent.
That was a little bit of a tangent. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
And my picks are going to be great.
You don't make picks.
I'm going to make them off the air.
I am 9-10 after starting the season. What was I, 6-3 for the, you know, 0 week mixed in with the first week of college. I was feeling pretty good about myself. I knew it was going to be a risky weekend, Mike. So that was a risk. I knew I was willing to take it and see if I could, you know, just go for broke. And I missed.
Brady?
Too many risks in that. In that weekend for me. Too many risks.
I think maybe they should bench Brady Hole Koloski.
No, last year I won, I was like 44-19. So
that was last year.
Done enough to buy some goodwill right
that
now.
That was last year. This is this year. I think Brady Fowler Hole Koloski needs to be benched, and bring in the backup, Micah Kilpatrick, and see what Micah Kilpatrick
Why did you give me a fake name mixed in with CSU's backup quarterback now, and then you gave yourself your real name? What was, like, I'm just trying to track the process here.
I don't have any pun names.
You don't?
Like, Brady is close to BFN, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of incorporated that, but very sloppily. There's no one I can think of off the top of my head that would kind of match my name.
Micah Parsons?
Yeah, but he's not a quarterback. We're talking about starting quarterbacks.
Well, we were talking about my picks, and then you took it to a different... You're on a different journey right now. You're going on a different journey.
I really like Micah.
Well, can you swim at Micah Brewpatrick? You like that?
It makes me sound like a brewer.
Well, when you grow your beard out, you kind of look like you could be a brewer.
Yeah, I told my chiropractor that because he used to have a longer beard, and I'm like, your beard's getting long. You need to start brewing beer. They all have long beards.
Well, you have a long beard when you let it go.
That's true.
Do you think about brewing some beer?
No. If I could brew Mountain Dew, I wouldn't be working here.
He said, Chris, woo, Micah brought up a name. Would CSU give Ed Lamb a call?
No.
No.
He's not proven it yet.
Well, they didn't give Steve Smiley a call, from what I know. I again, it's not 100%, but I have birdies out there. I mean, Smiley's pretty qualified to at least get a sit-down at CSU, and the fact that likely did not happen. Well, Ed hasn't proven it yet. We all like Ed, but at the end of the day, he's literally getting better every year. 0 wins to 1 win to 2 win. That's progress.
And so far, I'm still calling, even though I was disappointed in this last game, I'm still calling 6 wins this season.
For UNC, huh?
Yeah, for UNC.
That would be huge. Sign Ed Lamb up for a lifetime contract. Give him the keys to Greeley.
I mean, no one should get a lifetime contract.
No, give him a lifetime contract. If you're going to give a lifetime contract, it should be at UNC. That makes sense.
I mean, if anybody coaching in the state of Colorado of the major schools should get a lifetime contract, maybe Ed Lamb?
Well, it makes sense at UNC.
That's a cool dude.
It makes sense here. Their pressure is different. The expectations are different. I don't even know if the school expects to win a title ever or go to the playoffs, but Ed Lamb does. So I'm saying, though, Mike, like Ed probably could have found some bigger jobs. Maybe that even led to a Mount West type of job. And he wanted to come here and try to flip a program, take the challenge. I think there are certain people, and Ed's, in a positive way, Ed's a different guy. You know, he was at BYU. He was one of the top assistants, maybe the top assistant at BYU. That's a guy that can get other opportunities. You know, he was a playoff guy. He has a great resume when he was at Southern Utah. Very interesting human. And that's why I think people are like buying in to all things Ed Lamb. Are you eating a sandwich?
Maybe.
You do it like a child, the way you did, the way you just snuck over there and lifted it up to your little mouth and started chomping away, trying to sneak it. I caught it. It's a wide glass. I can see everything you're doing. You were trying to be sneaky about it.
Hang on, let me get my hat.
What do you got there? What do you got there? Is that peanut butter?
Did you see that?
You're not supposed to eat and talk on the microphone. You yell
at us.
Yeah, I saw that. Your hat wasn't blocking the whole thing. Are you that hungry? You can't wait another 45 minutes?
I'm starving.
What do you got? Share with the class.
A sandwich with just generous amounts of peanut butter.
Just peanut butter?
Yes.
Nothing to wash it down? You're not drinking anything back there? It's just peanut butter? There's no jam? There's no jelly?
Add some water.
You don't do PB&J. You just do PB?
Yeah, usually.
You ever put chips in there? You ever put chips on a peanut butter sandwich? Like potato chips?
I've done it before. It just feels wrong.
What? Oh, it's delicious. It's fantastic. You ought to try it again. Maybe your tastes have changed.
Maybe, but I don't know.
All right, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. No, I don't, like, I think for Ed Lamb, this is, I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't necessarily think this is it for him. I think he could be content here and being, you know, successful coach here. But, Mike, it's so much work. To win here. What was it? Ed told me on Football 52, we got that podcast coming up tomorrow. Excited about that because we're talking about the win. Was it Sarkisian that told him this? A big name coach told him. Was that who it was? Told him,
yes.
That, like, hey, if you can win. Oh, you listened to the podcast. If you can win here, it's way harder to win at UNC than it is to go to the Ohio States and Alabama's. And that's not to say you're not a great coach. You've obviously had to earn that. But if Ed Lamb can do it here, then obviously then that's what gets him bigger jobs. If you can do it here. And he's right. Ed Lamb here in Greeley, Colorado, is not that much like behind these great coaches that you talk about nationally. They all earn their spot, and once they get to a certain spot, it becomes easier to coach. You're coaching at a different level. You have different expectations, but your resources are so great. You're getting a lot of excellent players. So now you're kind of at that NFL stage where everybody that's a head coach at that level is really good, but they're all getting the same kind of talent. Maybe some are getting a little bit better, whatever, but pretty similar. And that's what you see at the Power Four conferences a lot. So it's fascinating because I do believe that Ed is a really good coach. The wins haven't shown it, but the resources are very difficult. Go to Montana. Go to Montana State. And then go walk over to UNC's football field, and tell me. One of those things is very much not like the other.
Yeah, we both agree that Ed Lamb has the chops to go to a bigger school like a Montana or a Montana State. And UNC doesn't have the resources. But I think the buildup for Ed Lamb is going to be slower. It's not going to be one of those, you know, suddenly they start winning. It's going to be like a slow buildup. And you just have to deal with it. But like I've seen the 0-11 season before. And I never saw, like, the positives afterwards. It was always bad, and then you felt negative. With Ed, it's just different. He had that 0-11 season, but you felt positive.
Yeah.
You had that 1-10 season, but you still felt good. And now you have your 2-2, and you feel great.
Do you think Ed Lamb could go to CSU next year and make CSU better? Next year? Like, in a year?
It depends. I mean, how is his process, like, a slower process? Is he, like, burning everybody out and starting over again?
No, he's definitely not that kind of guy. He wouldn't do that. He is a slower process, though. I mean, Ed is the kind of coach that will, adapt to his roster rather than ask his roster to adapt to him. Because Ed's one throwing the ball. He's one running the ball. Right now, he looks at his roster and says, what's our best chance to win? Control the clock. We're not high-flying. You know, we're not typically going to go absolutely nuts on the offensive side, but we're going to grind out first downs. We're going to take minutes off the clock, and hopefully we're getting down there for a field goal and bonus touchdown. I mean, it's not exactly the most exciting brand of football in the history of the world, but that's where they are today.
And a win is a win.
Right now, you don't apologize for wins. You don't care if they come in overtime on the road against Houston Christian. You were a 1.5-point favorite against that team. You won by 3. It's my only successful pick of the weekend, Mike.
I called them to win by 10, so I was a little disappointed.
That's
maybe
terrible.
I was feeling too optimistic.
Well, I think you're high. This is the highest I've ever seen you on the UNC Bears. And you used to produce their games for years on KFK.
Yeah, maybe that's why I haven't been so high, because I've heard so many, I've had so many years of just hearing them get blown out.
Well,
and then, when it's close, they get blown out in the fourth quarter.
And then hearing so many coaches say, this year's going to be different. This year's going to be different. This year's going to be different. Ed doesn't talk like that. Now, he will say his goal is to win a championship. His goal is to win a Big Sky championship. He doesn't talk about that specifically, though. But that's why he came here. He talks more about the everyday process and what that looks like. This is an interesting week, Mike, because you know, this was the transfer portal week, wasn't it? Like you could play 4 games, and if you played 4 games, you got to decide whether you want to be on the roster anymore, or in January, when the new transfer portal window opens up, you're going to basically say, hey, I'm not going to play anymore. I will enter the portal in January. So it is a very tough week, because 4 games is what, once you go past 5, once you go past 4 and you play in that 5th game, this is you do not have that extra year of eligibility. So you know what I mean? So that's why this week is kind of fascinating to see what happens around the country. Like Mike Gundy, like Oklahoma State, they're going to have a bunch of people transfer out of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering what the percentage is of like people at a Florida State, Miami, who are transferring out because they want to play, are compared to like the second, third stringers at UNC. Are they transferring out, trying to go somewhere else, or are they buying in, hoping, okay, maybe as a junior, maybe as a senior, maybe I'm getting redshirted and fifth year senior, like maybe I'll be able to play.
Yeah.
Like they're sitting on the bench waiting their turn. Maybe they believe that much. I wonder if that's more of a thing.
Yeah, like would, for example, at CU, if they would have stayed with Ryan Staub, would we see Caden Salter enter the portal? Now, again, they can't actually enter the portal now, but they can say, hey, love CU, grateful for all they've done. That being said, that's what they all say now, that being said,
getting to the chopper,
I am going to enter the portal in January, so I will not be playing anymore for the Colorado Buffaloes. Like, would that have happened with Caden Salter?
Maybe.
Because then he'd have one more year left of eligibility.
I mean, you see how volatile, like you heard in the offseason that a lot of the talent was leaving. And that was just a rumor, and I didn't know if that rumor was true. But like, if a lot of people are leaving because they're not having Coach Prime as their coach and they don't know what's going on with them, and the media was in the dark about his health situation, like, are you fully bought in, or are you like bought in and then, oh, I was just here to hang out with Prime and now he's not here? Well, then I'm going to skedaddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird time. It's a very weird time in the college football landscape. This time of year is difficult.
Leadership is everything. Like, you can go to a school and you can, you know, maybe your parents went to that school, but you get a better leader at the arch rival, like Peyton Manning. Family school was Auburn. He decided, I want to go to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. 25 minutes after the hour. Well, that's what we have. Colorado State. We'll play back some of Jay Norvell's press conference from yesterday. But it is official. They're going with Jackson Brousseau for at least 1 week. I asked Mike earlier, I'm like, is this an audition? And of course, Mike did the sports thing. And he's like, well, everything's an audition in every game. Yeah. But if Brousseau plays poorly, you probably go right back to plan A, which was BFN, I would imagine. Unless you think you can give him the time. Jay Norvell now, Mike, is coaching for his job. Every week, every game gets him one step closer to keeping it or one step further away.
Popcorn machine's on and things are popping.
26 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the college football weekend with Rocky Mountain College kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
It's amazing how things change so fast. I mean, doing this show for a while, Mike, I started doing a variation of this show. I had a partner at the time. You remember his name was Roy. And that was interesting, an interesting time in our lives. And I've been through, as far as covering teams and such, and when I say cover teams, I'm not a reporter. I mean, I just follow teams when we talk about them. Specifically here on the show, I go to games, I watch games, sometimes I go to practice, do some events, things like that. But for CSU, it's been, I started when Jim McElwain was the coach, got a chance to interview him, he was awesome. Then it was Mike Bobo, loved Mike Bobo, good human. Then it was Steve Addazio. And listen, personally, I never had any issues with Addazio. You know, I never thought he was like awful as an interview. I mean, I thought he was a pretty good interview. It was a coach speak interview every time. And now Jay Norvell. So four coaches. And Jay's been, had the, you know, outside, well, McElwain had the 10 win season. Norvell had 8. I think Bobo had 3 seasons of winning 7. So Norvell was probably more successful overall. This is his 4th year, but he did not have that monster year like McElwain had. I mean, that's the thing. If you can get into the Mountain West Championship, if you can win 9-10 games, do it once, you start getting looks. It might change a little bit now, but it's just, it's crazy how fast it goes. You know, three basketball coaches at CSU. Because Larry Stacey was the coach when I started. Then Nico Medved, now Ali Farokmanesh. At UNC, when I started the show, Mike, it was BJ Hill. Then it was Jeff Linder. Then Steve Smiley. For football, it was Ernest Collins Jr., then Ed McCaffrey, and then Ed Lamb. Gone through a lot. For CU, it was Mike McIntyre, who I never interviewed. Carl Durrell, who I did interview. Mel Tucker. then Carl Durrell. Interviewed both those guys. Now Coach Prime. Mike, any luck? I know you've tried to reach out to their people a few times.
Well, they've been reaching out to me. We're just trying to schedule a time.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking to Bucky over there?
Yeah, yeah, Bucky. We're going to interview Bucky, and then we're going to interview the Bison.
You know who Bucky is?
Yeah.
You do. That's the nickname for Deion Sanders Jr.
Oh. Okay.
You knew that, though.
Like, I thought you were talking about, like, the
mascot.
The person in the mascot.
No, I knew where you were going, and I just wanted to call you out and embarrass you a little bit, but you knew that. It was a joke. You know who Bucky is.
Maybe.
Been through a lot. Basketball. You know, just a lot of different coaches. It's crazy how fast it goes, man. You don't get attached. You just, you know, as a fan, if they're good, they're gone. If they're bad, they're gone. You want to find that sweet spot. And that's tough to find.
You want slightly above average.
Yeah, but you want to win championships, right? You wish you were talking about Jay Norvell today.
Yeah,
oh, he ain't going to be here next year. He's going to be looking, Oklahoma State's going to come calling. You wish you were there.
If they win championships, they go to Alabama. You want to go to, like, to have wins. If you want to keep your guy, you want to have a lot of wins, but not win enough to where they're going to steal your coach.
Yeah, but you want, isn't that what this is all about? You want to win.
Yes.
If you're in the Mountain West, you want to win the Mountain West championship.
But if you're attached to your coach, you don't want him to win too much.
Yeah, that's what Nico Medved did.
So don't get attached to your coach.
Don't get attached to your coach. Not in this area.
Don't get attached to your coach in a positive way.
Especially in college.
In a negative way, don't want that either.
Professional, it's easier, because if they're good, then
pay them more money.
They're sticking around. Although Michael Malone won a title in 2023, and it's 2025, and he is no longer a head coach. Was that 23? Yeah. That's how it goes. Eastside Chris. So if you redshirt, one is rolling the dice. Enter the portal this winter. Do you still have a scholarship? I don't think so. You're still at school, but you're not on your football scholarship if you say, hey, I'm quitting the team. You're essentially quitting the team.
Yeah, that would be unfair to the team.
Yeah.
If you still had that scholarship.
Right, so then you'd be paying your way the rest of the semester? Is that right?
I think so.
I believe you're right. You said, Chris, okay, so I've had several questions on this, on BFN. Does one still receive NIL? So like BFN, all the NIL money that he was getting, does he still get it? Big Hub asked that too. How does this affect his NIL? Well, to my understanding, you know,
it's all private money.
It's the businesses can decide, like, okay, you're not playing anymore. It's not supposed to be pay for play, but you're already here. So I would imagine the businesses and BFN are talking, and he's probably losing NIL dollars, isn't he?
He might be.
It's not supposed to be
in the contract, though.
Yeah. Yes. It's not. To my understanding, he's still a Ram. So, like, Big Hub is a good example, because I think in our stuff, it was like, while you're playing for the Colorado State Rams, you know, you're here. But you're already here. We're not giving you the money, and then you come. We're not trying to induce you. We're not trying to entice you to come to CSU. You're already here, so here's the deal. But if you quit the team, essentially, and I hate the terminology of that, but that's just how it is, then you're no longer a CSU Ram. BFN is still a CSU Ram. Now, I know personally about Clay Millen, because we had NIL deals with him, and several businesses and business owners that I'm close with had NIL relationships with Clay Millen. And Clay did a very cool thing. He called up all of those businesses, including me. Micah, full disclosure, I'm not a breaking news guy. I knew Clay Millen was not going to start, like, the next day. You know, it was breaking news on the Colorado, and Kevin's great. I'm never scooping that guy. But I knew, because Clay called me and said, I'm not going to be starting anymore. I don't think it's a good idea for me to do the radio show anymore. And he called other businesses that he was working with and did the same thing. And basically, he backed out of his NIL obligations, which was a very stand-up thing by him. That was an awesome thing by him.
I mean, his dad was a Bronco.
His dad was a Bronco. He backed up John Elway. And he was a Washington Hursky.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his dad was a good person, so clearly he raised a good kid.
Get him back on. Big Hub says, Jay seems cool, although I heard different from former teammates. I had a player that I was close with. It wasn't a show, but knew him well. That was wanting to come on the show in December. I was off for the week for Christmas, that weird week between Christmas and New Year's. Basically said he wanted to come on because the season had just wrapped. And essentially said, I no holds barred is what he told me. I want to talk about all of it. And I said, okay, well, I'm out this week. I'm dedicated to the family first. So we're doing family stuff. I'm out of town, whatever. So can we do it next week? And the text I got back was, no, once this week is over, I am putting that place so far behind me. I am not going to enter those conversations again. So I don't know what that means. I know Jay Norvell and Freddie Banks had the weird falling out, and that was interesting. I haven't heard a lot of negative, though, about Jay Norvell. That was the one thing I got. And I still don't know what that meant, Mike. That could have been anything. That could have been about a coordinator. That could have been about a player. They didn't tell. I followed up. I'm like, is this about the head coach? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing. So I don't have any, like, stuff that would say that, oh, Jay Norvell's not a very likable coach. I've heard quite the opposite. I think they like him around there. But that's interesting that you've heard that from former teammates there, Big Hub.
But do they like him enough to keep him around if they have a terrible season?
No. Nope. He's better than Addazio because he bought himself some time. Because he's likable. He gets out in the community. He does all the extra stuff. He's approachable. He's good in the media. That stuff buys you time when you're bad. And that bought him some time to have last season, to come back this season. That's how Nico Medved was. He didn't have very many bad seasons, but if he did, you get leeway. Ali Farokmanesh is going to get leeway. He might have a bad season this year. I don't anticipate that. I hear their classes. There's a practice today. I might pop out there if I have time. So it's like this afternoon. But you buy yourself some time. And Jay was that guy. Definitely bought himself some time. Texter says, hated Addazio. Although some teammates I have do like him. Bobo was the best, although we sucked for 2 years. I wanted it to work. Well, Big Hub, how much do you attribute his health to why they were ultimately struggling? Or you guys were struggling? Because that's kind of when it started, I think. I mean, they were 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, and then he was kind of going through stuff, and then they were bad. And I think it was kind of a mutual understanding between Joe Parker, athletic director at the time, and Bobo, like, do you want to go through this season? You know, because this is going to be a lot more stress. Is it best just to part ways? And I think that was from what I was told, it was kind of more of a, it's probably going to happen. Would you rather it happen, like, should we do it now? Or do you really want to go through next season with your health stuff going on and then deal with all the stress of you got to win or you're losing your job? Fascinating times, Mike. It is a cutthroat business. They get paid handsomely for it at that level. But it is about wins and losses. 43 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
All right, kind of a weird day, you know, with some of the news. The Malone comments, thought that was kind of interesting. And then, again, can Bo Nix get back or get to who everybody really wants him to be? Because right now it's fair to say he's kind of an average quarterback. It is what it is, Mike. He's average. A rookie season and 3 games, he's kind of an average quarterback at this stage. What separates average to good, we talked about it yesterday, is a game of inches. And Jared Goff made that play, and I'm getting people say, well, that's St. Brown he's throwing to. The Broncos don't have a guy like that. Dude, look at the throw. It is perfect. Right where it needs to be. If he drops it, we're still saying That was a perfect pass by Jared Goff. That was just a drop. Bo has to start completing those passes if he wants to take it to the next level. And hopefully that starts on Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break here. Michael, what did we learn on the whole show today? Coming up next.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
All right, Mike, what did we learn today? We learned that Michael Malone, kind of sour grapes still, kind of says he doesn't want to go to an environment where everyone's not pulling in the right direction. And dare I ask, are you just saying you want them to pull in your direction?
Can you be a pushover for me? I'm Mike Malone, film at 11.
Yeah, Michael Malone. She doesn't want you to call him Mike. Bo Nix. He's close, Mike. He's close. Don't give up. I know you won't. You'd be fine if it was Kyle Orton back there. But don't give up. Not yet. Bo Nix can still be the savior, the franchise quarterback for the Denver Broncos. What'd you learn today, Mike?
I learned that everybody likes CSU's coach, but is he likable enough to be kept after a bad season? If this is a bad season, probably not.
This is an important season. And if you can't get it done now, when are you going to get it done? Which
and
would be the question.
I learned that, well, at least I think that CSU does not have the money to hire Mike Gundy.
Mike Gundy! Future CSU coach? Nah, think about it. All right, we'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Hank Gibbs going to join us. UNC Bears scored the game-winning touchdown. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.